Well, Mr. Edward, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am the owner of A&N Cleaning. We've been in business about 10 years now.
What sort of challenges have you seen in your industry?
I have run across some floors that was pretty tough. Looked like they didn't have any life left in it at all.
Other than floors, you do just all office cleaning?
Yeah, we do office cleaning. We sanitize for COVID. When COVID hit, it was a big thing to get your office sprayed.
Tell me one thing that really challenges for you getting started with your small business.
So I tried several things. And this guy that cuts my hair, he said,
"Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community."
This podcast is sponsored by J.A. Hall Law Firm.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with small business owners and entrepreneurs and learn about their business and just about how to do business better and the challenges and the successes that they've had. I want to thank you for joining me today. This is Mr. Edward Merriweather with E&N Cleaning, and we're going to learn all about his business, how he got started, and just everything about you. So are you ready to dig in?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Mr. Edward, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, let me say thank you guys for having me. Let's dig in and go for it. My name is actually Edward Merriweather. I am the owner of E&N Cleaning. We've been in business about 10 years now.
Okay. So veteran in the cleaning industry now. I like it. So what got you started doing that?
Every job I went to, once I left one job, I always end up doing floors. It was like, hey, can you do a floor? Hey, let's try it. So everywhere I went, I end up doing floors for somebody. So I was like, you know what? Let me try this on my own. Let me try it on my own and see what can I get from it. So.
Okay. So how many people do you have under you in the business?
Actually, I employ at least about 6 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular clientele preference that you go with? Do we do industrial, commercial, residential? Tell me all about it.
Well, I normally go whoever rings my phone. When the phone rings, when I picks up, and if it's somebody who needs me, I'm going.
All right. If there's a surface to clean, you're going to clean it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
If you got a dirt spot on the table, whether you commercial, residential, whoever, I'm coming to clean it up. So, yeah.
What sort of challenges have you seen in your industry?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Let's see. I have run across some floors that was pretty tough. Looked like they didn't have any life left in it at all. But once I got through, we brought it back to life and my customer was pleased. So I was happy with it. But I didn't think it was going to come up. But sometimes when you don't think it and you try, and it will come up. So, yes.
So beyond just the cleaning and just repolishing floors, do you do like restoring wood floors,
yes,
things
ma'am.
Like that?
Yes, ma'am. We do the floors, wood floors, carpet, you name it, we do it. I have run across some tough stains in the carpet before. What is the thing called? Roto-Rooter or the VAC? They said it's not too tough for it. Sometimes you have to spray a little more spray on it to get it up. Got to put some more elbow grease in it. One stain, the lady didn't think it was going to come up. I think it was wine. But we actually got it up.
That's definitely a tough one for
sure. Yes,
red wine is dangerous.
Yes, I think that night was a little long for her, and she had too much wine and spilled it.
So what distinguishes you from other cleaning services in the area?
I've always taught to treat people like you want to be treated.
Absolutely.
As long as you're respectful and mindful, people don't mind calling you. But when you have a bad attitude, you won't get anywhere. I share this story with you. When I first started doing floors, I do AutoZone floors, and a piece of my pad dropped off, just one piece. I was loading my equipment, and the lady came out. She said, hey, you dropped this. She said, but if you clean up behind yourself, it's going to take you a long ways. So we try to clean up behind ourselves, whatever mess we make. We want to leave your home spotless. Yes.
Absolutely. So other than floors, you do just all office cleaning?
Yeah, we do office cleaning. We sanitized for COVID, and when COVID hit, it was a big thing to get your office sprayed.
Busy fella during that C word.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a dangerous word, but somebody had to go get it. So we suited up and booted up with face masks, gloves, everything, you name it, we had it on. So we sprayed for COVID, office buildings everywhere, homes even. Yeah.
That definitely made a huge transition, I would assume, in the services you provide.
Yes.
Like, there's a definite defining point pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Yes.
The requirements.
Yes.
When life gets complicated, you need someone in your corner who listens, understands, and acts with skill. That's what J.A. Hall Law Firm delivers. They work in criminal defense, personal injury, and estate planning. They help clients in Mississippi and Tennessee. You get honest advice, steady communication, and a clear path forward. Jacinta Hall has nearly two decades of legal experience, including service as a public defender and a federal defender. She has stood beside people in their toughest moments. She brings that same commitment to every client who walks in the door. If you need help right now, or you just want to plan ahead, visit the JAHallFirm.com or call 662-932-2973. J.A. Hall Law Firm, here to guide you and protect your future. What sort of like rules, laws, code things you have to follow since then? How has that changed in the industry?
To be honest with you, a lot of people have moved away from it. Yeah, they say it's not important anymore. So,
really?
But some businesses still do it, yeah. We have to make sure we mix it right. There's a formula on the bottle that we get the chemical from. Same thing the hospital's used. As long as you mix it right and as long as you got the right equipment on. So, yeah, you have to follow the guidelines. So, therefore, you won't take it home with you. Yeah. So, when we did it, we made sure we had every proper equipment on. But a lot of businesses have moved away from it.
So what is something that people might be surprised to learn about your industry that they wouldn't necessarily know?
We are a small business. Some people look at the word in and clean it. They think you big time, but we're actually a small business that we go anywhere. People say, man, how late do you stay out? Sometimes it's 12, 1 o'clock. Really? Yes. But when they call, you have to go. So that's my business. If you call me at 12 o'clock at night, hey, I need you. I'm coming. Yes.
Well, I imagine that's something that kind of has to be a fluid thing because a lot of times you can't go in during business hours. People want you to come in and take care of things when there's nobody there, which you probably prefer anyway because you can't properly do things if there's people running about.
Yes, but sometimes they do call at 12, hey, we got an emergency. And when I get there, man, we didn't think nobody was going to come at this time of night. But hey, well, you need my service, I'm there. That's what I'm in business for.
So you said that you worked for other places and did similar things.
Yes.
Take me way back in the early days of Mr. Edward.
Okay.
Where did you always want to be in this industry? Is this something you thought you were going to do?
No. I used to come from a bank. I used to work at a bank. Left the bank, went to Hershey. It's in Memphis. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking when I got there, hey, I'm going to eat plenty of chocolate. No chocolate was around. We made bubble gum. Oh. Bubble gum, mints, Twizzlers. I said, man, where's the chocolate? So I ended up working in a department called sanitation. And our job was to clean the buildings on the weekend, make sure all the equipment is clean. And one day the floor guy didn't show up. They said, hey, we need you to do the floor. Didn't know anything about the floor. But that day I learned how to do the floor. So I was in, once I left Hershey, some kind of way, somebody would come pick me up and say, hey, can you come work for us? We need a cleaning guy in this department. So I never was my intention to clean. So that's how I got started cleaning through Hershey.
All right. So that's a really different transition from the banking world into commercial cleaning and floors.
Yes. Going from, hi, how are you today? You need a deposit made or can I cash your check? Or even giving out doggy treats through the window to the doggies to cleaning up. But hey, it was a good transition. You know, sometimes you have to trust the process of where you're going.
So is this a family business? Do you have others in the company that you've had relationships with for a long time?
Yes, it's actually me and my wife.
Okay.
My name is Edward. Her name is Nancy. That's how it became E&N Cleaning.
Okay. Yes. I got it. So does Miss Nancy run the show? She keep you in line?
I better say yes.
Miss Nancy, if you're watching, he's behaving. Yeah, he's talking good about you.
I don't know if she's going to see this, you know, so I'm going to say yes.
Awesome. Yes. So how would people get a hold of you if they want to hire you for cleaning? Where can they find you? What's the best way?
Actually, you can find me in Chamber of Commerce. If you can't find me there, you can find me at 901-949-4926.
And what he's referring to is on the Chamber of Commerce website, southhavenchamber.com. Every member has a landing page on our website. So if you go into the search bar looking for a specific business, you can search by directory for cleaning services. You can type in E&N Cleaning specifically, and it brings up their information. And pretty much any business industry, if yes. we have a member that does that, you can search in that directory and find businesses, because we want you to support the businesses that support your community. And that's what we do, is offer that platform. And this podcast to offer the platform for us to introduce the world to you.
Not only the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, but the best Chamber of Commerce is South Haven Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. Learning quick. I like it. So what have you noticed since you've joined? I mean, you haven't been a member very long, but if you're already saying I'm the best, then there has to be something that has given you that opinion. What do you value from your membership?
Well, I take it as you guys have to be doing something right, because if you come in and look at it's a desk out here full of cards. So something's got to be going right if you got that many businesses out there, got their cards up. So I believe whatever they're looking for, they can come in and pick out whatever they're looking for on the desk. Cars are up there all day.
That's right. Yes.
And not only that, but when I come in, it feels like home. It feels so much like you're walking into your own home, your clean home. The people here are very nice. They're very welcome. They welcome me in with bracing arms. So I think if you're looking for somewhere to join, this is the spot.
I didn't pay him for that. That was of his own volition. So let's talk about your business. What does your growth look like? 5 year, 10 year, what's your plan? Do you have anything exciting coming up?
My 5 year mark is to be able to see myself on a billboard.
Okay.
5 to 10 years. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they really will know who E&N Cleaning is.
So we're going for the big time. We're building an empire.
Yes, yes, yes. We're shooting for the people hard. So they'll know who we are.
I like it. All right. Well, when you're expanding in this growth plan, what type of people are you looking for to add to your team?
Honest people. I'm looking for honest people to add. I'm a godly man, so I have to shoot for honest people. I want to be able to take people in homes that they can trust and won't worry about watching anybody. I want you to feel like, hey, I've been knowing you for years. That's the kind of people I'm looking for. Somebody that has a heart for cleaning. Everybody can clean, but some people don't have the passion for it. When you have the passion for it, you really know what you're doing.
It makes a difference. You definitely see it in the,
yes,
in the product.
Yes.
I like it.
You can see it. You can see your passion in your work.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes.
All right. Well, let's go and talk about just basic entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Like, not necessarily gravitating in the cleaning world, but just in general, your story behind starting your own business. Tell me one thing or five things that really were challenges for you getting started with your small business.
So I actually, I tried several things, and this guy that cuts my hair, he said, Ed, keep trying till you find your niche. He said, you're going to find what you're actually good at. So I kept trying, I came across this and started it, and it seems to be going pretty well for me so far. So the challenging part is when people can't take, some people in business can't take no, they give up. But you're going to have to take a no with a yes. Two things I found out, they can either say yes or no. So if you take a no, just keep moving. That's the challenging part. When the people said, no, I can't use you right now. A lot of people give up, but you have to keep going. Because somebody actually can use you.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I tell anybody, don't stop, keep going. That's the challenging part. Yes.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
I've had a guy on the podcast before, and he was like, look directly at the camera and challenge him. He's like, go out and get 100 no's.
That's right.
He was like, go for it.
That's right.
He was like, those no's are going to get you to the yeses.
That's right.
And I was like, okay, that's an interesting concept to tell somebody to go get 100
yes,
no's.
Yes. You might get 5 or 10 no's a week, but you might get 3 yeses a week. And those 3 yeses can lead to another 3 yeses to another 3 yeses. So you have to keep going.
And lifelong clients along
the
way.
That's right. You have to make them, you have to be friends. You know, hey, we're going to be friends until the end.
Build those relationships.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
So is there a story or a client or somebody that has really stuck out to you that has been, this is the reason I do what I do. These people get it. They respect my industry. They respect my passion.
Ooh, let's see. Let's see. Maybe one. I cleaned this lady's house, and I'm doing my regular routine. She said, no, you don't. You did enough. She's like, you did great. I was like, no, ma'am. The paper says X, Y, Z. Man, you the first person to go through X, Y, Z. And I was like, hey, but if that's what my paper says, that's what I have to do. I don't want to cheat anybody. And she just gave me so much praise and so many compliments. Like, you're the first person to actually carry out the whole 9 yards. So that kind of stood out to me. Yeah. And that kind of made me like, okay, this is what you have to do. Because some people pay attention, some people don't. Mm-hmm. But I try not to cheat anybody.
Absolutely.
If I said this is what I'm going to do, that's just what I'm going to do.
And so, that definitely, yes, obviously sets you apart from others,
yes,
in the industry. Because people see it. They watch.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
they may not ever say anything,
yes,
if you don't do,
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
But then they go find somebody else.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
that makes, definitely sets,
yeah,
you apart,
yeah,
because you know
that's
that,
right,
you're going to take care of business.
Yeah. And this one house I did, they got new rugs to put down once I got through. So you need to take the old rugs up and put the new rugs down. I was like, me? But I did it anyway, just to be on the nice side, on the gracious side. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So saying commercial cleaning, talking about industrial, mm-hmm, do you have clients or willingness to go in and do post-construction cleaning for buildings, offices, residential? What does that look like for post-commercial?
We actually have done that. Are you speaking of like when they get ready to move in an office?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. One of my businesses was in Memphis off Poplar, and I was cleaning their office, and they was doing some renovation all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And they came over and asked, you know, do we do cleanup? And we actually do. So once they got through, we was able to go in there and make the building look brand new. Yes.
Because that's a whole different animal from,
yes,
just standard office cleaning,
yes,
to,
yes,
post-construction.
Yes.
That's,
yes,
a mess on a whole nother level.
Because you have to make sure everything is on point, so when they come through the inspection, they are able to open up. Because if you don't, they can't open up until you get your part right. So from the windows to corners to vents,
mm-hmm,
yes, it's very what inspected. Yes. So...
So if somebody wanted to have your services and hire you for this, mm-hmm, since all of these things do look different.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you do like in-home, in-office inspections and do customization for cleaning services?
Speaking of bids or just... Yes, if they call and just ask me for a quote, ask me, can I come look? I will go look, give them a quote on it. What will it take to get it back up to par? So, yes. Yes, we do do all that. So if an office call say, hey, we need a quote on, we're trying to open up, like this bank was trying to open up, and we did go get them a quote. Yes.
So what do you do when you're meeting with these clients that helps you establish that trust and that relationship?
Honesty. I try my best to be honest with them. Let them know this is what I can do and what I can't do. Because I don't like to sell anybody a dream. Hey, this is what I'm going to do, but then we don't do it just to get the business. So I try to be honest with people. And then so far, that honesty and trustworthy goes a long ways.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Under promise, over deliver to some degree. But I don't like saying under promise.
Yes. Yes. Because some people will. They'll tell you what they'll do this and do that. But actually, they can't, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
So I try to be honest and trustworthy with people. So.
Well, you've got to definitely be doing something right because yes, you're 10 years in, man.
Yes, ma'am.
That's incredible.
Yes, ma'am.
You've reached past the two biggest time frames when businesses don't make it.
Yes.
That first year, that third year, and you're above and beyond. Yes. I love that.
Yes.
So for you and Miss Nancy.
Okay.
What does a typical day look like for you guys?
I guess when we're both not working, what is it, Lifetime?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the couch watching movie.
I got you. Yes. I got you. So you do get some downtime in between a little bit.
Very little. She complains about me working too much. Our anniversary was in October.
All right.
And we were supposed to be going out of town, but something happened. And she said, well, if we stay here, you ain't going to do nothing but go to work. And I was like, I promise I'm not going to go to work. Because if the phone rings, she knows I'm going. But so I try to make time for that as well.
Absolutely.
A happy home is a good home.
Yes. Say it again for the people in the back. Well, in your industry, what have you noticed as trends or changes?
I would say the product, some of the cleaning product has changed. To me, all the good stuff, they take off the shelf. And then they bring some more stuff. No, try this. Well, what was working for me, you take it off the shelf. So I would say some of the warehouses have changed their product, which is not a bad thing. But what was working,
a lot of times they're trying to make improvements. Yes, and new yes. And
or trying to push something else. Yeah. So I would say that. Yeah. So.
Like it wasn't broke, don't fix it.
Yes. But I mean, it's still good product. It still works. But when you're used to something, you're just used to it.
Absolutely. Yes. Mr. Edward, thank you so much for joining us on South Haven Business Beat Podcast. I'm glad that we were able to give you a platform to tell your story.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys for having me. It was wonderful being here. I like meeting new people and just advancing. So, you can't never advance too much. So
absolutely.
I hope they enjoy this podcast. And just remember, if you need a place to come, South Haven Chamber of Commerce is the best place. She did not pay me to say that.
And if you need someone to clean your home, your office, new construction, call Mr. Edward with E&N Cleaning. He didn't pay me to say that either.
We'll be there.
Guys, if you haven't done so, please click the button down below and subscribe so you don't miss another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you next time. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.